All right. Well, my name is Pedro Muñiz. This is work with the LAPD Public Relations Unit, and we are here to talk about Halloween. And if you love Halloween as much as I do, you have been jumping up and down the aisles since August when the Halloween cards came out. And Halloween begins sometime in midsummer, not in October, but it's the week of, it's the big event. And we have Christopher Noe. Officer Christopher Noe is a P3. He has been, he's a veteran of the department of 13 years. For the last 4 years, he's been with the LAPD Internet Unit, taking care of the department website and social media. His unofficial title in the office is Director of Social Media, whether he likes it or not. And he's, him and I, we're going to be talking about Halloween safety tips. It's the big day, the big week. Lots of fun stuff, but we want to make sure everybody enjoys it and has fun with it. Maybe some of this stuff you already know about, but I'm sure maybe we'll say one or two things that you did not know about how to keep Halloween safety, and it's that one or two items that will totally make a difference. Officer Noe, how are you?
Good. How are you, Pedro?
All right. You ready?
Yes. Thank you for the invitation as well.
All right. Well, hey, thank you. Here we go. Okay, so let's talk about what parents should do with costumes for their children. What can they do to make them a little bit more safer?
Right, there's multiple things, but all, of course, always buy a costume that's flame or resistant in sense, or because right now there's a lot of materials out there that is not safe proof with flames or fire retardants, so you want to be cautious of that. Also, make sure the costume that the child is wearing is a visible in sense of where the reflector on, where the reflective, some kind of strip where other people would be able to see the individual or the child on. So that's a great consideration for the costume as well. Even the trick-or-treat bag is a great tool where that could be visible or some kind of reflector so the parents or any other individual walking by could see as well.
And it's an easy reflective tape. Just cut it out, put it on the costume, on the legs, on the bags, and there you go, out the door.
Yep.
One other thing very, very important on the inside of the costume, discreetly, you can put secure emergency identification, the name, address, phone number of your child in case it's needed. And if you're wearing masks, what should you do?
Yeah, always with a mask, you want the child to see through the mask. You don't want the eye area to be covered or even slightly at all. Even also area where he is able to or she's able to breathe as well. So you want this the breathing area to be clearly opened, and so that way he or she, the child, is able to breathe okay. And so those helps out a lot.
And if the costume is going to be long, please cut it short. This way they don't trip over anything. Very important.
Right.
One of the, and here's something that always comes up, toy weapons.
Right. With a lot of incidents happening these days with toy weapon that looks so real and the replica, you just want to be very cautious of what you get your child. Make sure it is a toy. Make sure it's not something that really looks like a gun or looks like a knife or any other weapon that the child is carrying, because it is could be dangerous as well.
These replicas look very much alike, like an actual firearm. I've held them side by side, and it is very difficult to tell. Please, if you are going to get a weapon for your kid, whether it's a sword, a firearm, or what have you, they do look real. Try and either spray paint them orange, a different color, and everything. And very important, what's the one thing we should always teach our children about toy guns or weapons?
Yeah, when you have them, don't point that at any individual. Even officers or anybody, just because...
Especially police officers.
Yeah, it's not a safe situation.
All right. Home invasion robberies. You know what? This happened a few years ago. Basically, there were people at home trick-or-treating, giving out candy, and somebody came up to their house, and guess what? They weren't the size of a kid. They were big. They were an adult in costume. Please look out for that. Just be wary when you realize that it's no longer a kid in a costume, just because it did happen. I don't think it was within the city from what I remember, but it was just something that, okay, you know, you just got to pay attention to.
Right.
If you're out driving that night, Friday night, you know, there's going to be a lot more traffic and definitely a lot more pedestrians. Officer, what do you think?
Definitely give yourself enough time to go to wherever places you're going. Give yourself enough time, because of that day, you know you're going to already hit traffic already. It's not only it's going to be rush hour with all that congestion, but plus adding to the trick-or-treaters and anybody that's going to locate places to either party or anywhere else, it's going to cause a problem. But please slow down, especially any individual that's driving in a block area, because you're going to have a lot more kids out on the street. They might have reflectors, but still, they're going to be wearing some kind of dark shaded costumes. That's going to be hard to see. So slow down.
Yeah, and I've been out, and it's just a lot more people on the street, and you just got to give yourself more time. Don't drive fast. That's definitely the key there. Now, if parents are going to take their kids trick-or-treating, what are the important things they got to remember?
Well, they should, first of all, give the children a couple things of reminders that they want to go to an area that's very lit, well lit. If it's a house that's a little uncomfortable, you don't have to go. There's other houses out there, or other trick-or-treat houses as well. Don't enter into someone else's house. Please don't do that. Don't even enter into someone else's car even if they want to give you candy. And remind the kids of that, so those safeties as well.
Yeah. Tell children never to approach a car, especially if they're offering them candy and anything else that doesn't look familiar. What's the other thing here? What should parents do? Okay, you come back from trick-or-treating. You know, by the way, this is very important for parents. It's kind of a trick. If you want to discourage your children from eating candy, give them a good meal before you go out. You know, I don't know if that'll help, but definitely they'll be full and they're not going to be eating too many candies. So, Officer No, everybody comes back to the house with their bags full of candies. What should parents do?
As a parent, the final thing you want to do is check the candy. Make sure the wrapper is sealed tightly. It doesn't look weird. It doesn't look suspicious. It is sort of a name brand candy as well. And also, just talk to your kids. See how it went. You'll be there with them, but see how it went. See if how the trick-or-treat went, if there was something weird that happened, something that the child might want to talk to you about. So be aware of that as well.
Okay. And one last other reminder, please do not use real candles if you're decorating your house. Just because somebody with a long cape or costume may walk by and catch fire. So please use all the fake stuff, all the fake lights and what have you, and everything. Anything else? What are you going to dress up as, Officer No?
I am going to dress up as a Disney character. What is that character? Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, there you go. All right. Yes. Sounds good. Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you for listening, everybody. If you have any suggestions, send them in. Otherwise, have a happy Halloween from everyone here at the LAPD. Thank you.
Thank you.